Right now, everyone is looking deep into the Epstein files and trying to discover what really happened on the infamous island. We want to know who are Jeffrey's accomplices and what they were up to. But while the public is demanding names, the leaders of our country are trying their hardest to cover all of this up, trying to get us to move on and forget about the horrors Epstein did to so many people. But thankfully, this has only encouraged those who were victims of Epstein to come out and speak out and tell their story before it's too late. And this is exactly what this woman is claiming, stating that she's Epstein's niece and telling her story for the first time in an interview. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos exposing the truth weekly. In today's episode, we will be talking about the recent interview Epstein's alleged niece just gave. Let's get right into it. Some of you guys should remember that a few months back, I did a video about a woman named Anya who claimed to not only be Epstein's niece, but also be Shia LaBeouf's secret twin brother. Many of you in the comments of that video were kind of suspicious of Anya and didn't truly believe her story. For those that don't remember Anya, she made a series of TikTok videos where she made some serious allegations where she claimed that she was Shia's twin sister that was separated at birth and that she was related being the niece of Epstein. According to her, she went through serious abuse growing up in her family because of their connections to the occult and their connections to the Epstein Island. In these videos, she threatened to expose everything she knew and even stated that she met many people who were close to Epstein and even met Epstein himself. She believed that she was put through abuse by her family, but then was put under MKUltra to forget everything she knows. Anya was posting videos on TikTok telling her entire story when one of them went viral and everyone started asking questions. Now recently, she actually went and did an interview with Sean Atwood where she tells her story and explains her connection to Epstein. Now, during the interview, Anya says some things that caught my attention, and I'm not gonna lie, it did raise some suspicions to me, and it makes me wonder how much of her story is true or just false memories that she's misremembering, or if this entire story is a lie. Let's get into some of the things she said in the interview. The first thing I wanted to talk about was her bringing up the code of Baal. According to Anya, she claims that these elite aren't a part of the Illuminati, but are all a part of the code of Baal. For those who don't know, Baal is an ancient pagan god that is spoken about in the Bible. When this god is brought up in the Bible, he's referred to as the god of child sacrifice, as many back then used to offer their firstborn child for financial blessings to be able to become financially stable. Back then in those days, so many people would offer up their child, believing it would bring them these financial blessings. And if we pay attention, this is exactly what continue on into our current life.
They told me that we belonged to the cult of Baal, B-A-apostrophe-A-L. They told me this with consistency while I was being abused. Now, what you can look up about the cult of Baal, information that is publicly available, is that it is thousands of years old. It is a Phoenician satanic fertility cult. And publicly, it's supposed to have been eradicated. But to my knowledge and my experience, it is not. This is what people perceive the Illuminati to be. It is a group of elites that practices forced and uses these crimes to control people. They happen to have a huge reach over politics and entertainment. My great-grandfather, according to my father, was Walt Disney. Before he moved to the United States, his name was Artur Bick, A-R-T-U-R-B-I-C-K-E. And his twin sister, who he had children with, who I am descended from, was named Minnie. That's where we get Mickey and Minnie Mouse. It's very cute, right? Except for when you consider the abuse that I suspect is still happening to children who go into the entertainment industry, children who are born into it.
As you heard for yourself, Anya claims that what people think is the Illuminati is actually the code of Baal. Now, in ways, she's kind of right, But I believe she's also a bit misinformed. The Illuminati is a real organization that was created in the 1700s by Adam Weishaupt, and it was modeled after Freemasonry. Eventually, the Illuminati merged with Masonry when Adam Weishaupt joined the Masonic Lodge, trying to learn their rituals in order to incorporate it in his Illuminati organization. The Illuminati eventually made it to the tippity top of Masonry, with members like Albert Pike being a part of the Illuminati. And eventually, in Masonry, in order to be a part of the Illuminati, you had to go through the Scottish Rite system and climb up to the very top. The Illuminati is a part of Masonry, and Freemasonry at certain levels does worship Baal, but realistically they channel Baal, same thing how they channel Lucifer. Masonry incorporates many pagan and Kabbalistic teachings into their teachings and repackages it as Masonry. So in a way, Anya is right, these people do worship the code of Baal, but she's wrong when she claims that the Illuminati or the Illuminated Ones are the good ones like she compares to Kanye West. This is completely wrong and she's misinformed. The Illuminati's main goal was to separate church from state and stop the religious influence on the world. They wanted to separate man from God, and they wanted man to abandon God, which they eventually succeeded in throughout the years, as people nowadays have gotten further and further away from God. The Illuminati isn't a good organization, and to be illuminated isn't a positive thing. What they refer to being illuminated is a practice through sex magic where they achieve enlightenment through these sex magic rituals. Now, the code of Baal does exist, but like I said, more incorporated into these massive secret societies like Masonry, the Skull and Bones, which is also a part of Masonry. Masonry seems to be the foundation of all of these secret societies, and the Code of Baal, which is ancient, just lives within these secret societies. One of the things that Anya said in the interview that completely caught me off guard was the fact that she claimed that Epstein was forced to participate in all the occult practices on this island, claiming that he wasn't the main man pulling the strings and instead was just an unwilling participant that was made to participate in these rituals for his elite status. Take a listen.
So you're saying that Jeffrey wasn't involved in the full-on occult practices. He was just part of a machine, and then they just used him to make an example out of?
He was involved in the full-on occult practices, but not necessarily of his own volition. Jeffrey may have been involved in the full-on occult practices, but he's not one of the hardcore of this sickness where they are actually attracted to small children.
Now, this is one point of the interview that I couldn't agree with at all. Epstein was definitely a willing participant, and he was one of those pulling the strings behind the scenes. Epstein was definitely deeply involved in the occult, and I don't believe no one forced him to do it. I believe he was using these occult practices like many other elite members to further his career and further his power here on Earth. Remember, it was believed that Epstein was accused of blackmailing his clients, keeping their names and records of the crimes they did on his island in order to force them to do things he wanted. It's also pretty clear when you take a look at his island that he was deeply involved in the occult, and this is an island he created for himself, specifically his bathhouse, which is connected to the occult and also connected to Baal worship. Also, this random statue that he had on his island. All of this clearly indicates that Epstein was deeply involved in the occult, and his practices were heavily rooted in alchemy and sex magic. That's why he was utilizing young victims for his rituals, because in the occult, specifically in these sex magic practices, they believe the younger the victim is, the more life essence that is released. I do not believe Epstein was forced to do anything, and I cannot agree with Anya here. I think that she's misinformed, and honestly, this seems to poke holes in the rest of her story. As if she can't see that Epstein was deeply rooted in the occult and was doing this for his own benefit, she's missing half the story. Now, something else that Anya said that was truly interesting was that she believes that many of these Hollywood stars that end up on Disney were a part of these secret societies, were born into these secret societies through their parents.
I was raised going to these giant where I would meet other children who were put on television. My twin brother was raised on the Disney Channel. That was painful for me. We were separated when we were four, and I didn't see him until he was on TV. With the pilot episode in which he pimps out his sister for a trading card. There's a sequence of shots where the words royal tycoon flash on screen, followed by a clip of the gross nerdy boy he tricks into going on a date with plunging himself into a baby's crib.
As you heard for yourself, she claimed that her alleged brother, Shia LaBeouf, was sent to Disney because he was a part of this secret society system, and this is where all the kids end up. Now, while Anya doesn't provide any proof, my research does indicate that Disney is directly connected to Masonry. Walt Disney himself was a member of the youth organization, the Démolé. The Démolé was created to basically groom kids and prepare them to be full Masons when they're older. It's like military school, but for Masonry, where, you know, when you're a kid, you join military school and you learn all the basics in the military, and it eventually helps you in your military career. The Démolé is essentially a youth Masonic organization to groom kids to be Masons when they're older. Walt Disney was a part of the first chapter of the Démolé, and he grew up a part of the Démolé. It was never confirmed that he joined Masonry, but it's pretty obvious if you are a member of the Démolé, there's a 99% chance that you're going to become a Mason by the time you become 21, because that is the purpose of being in the Démolé. Now, Disney actually incorporated the Démolé with Disney. Walt Disney even made a Mickey Mouse comic that was based on Mickey Mouse being a part of the Démolé. So her claims that these Disney celebrities are groomed by these secret societies and then are forced into there, I completely believe it. There's a clear connection between the Démolé and Masonry. So I wouldn't be surprised if all the biggest stars on Disney Channel were members of the Démolé. This is something that I've believed for many years now, and there seems to be a lot of evidence that suggests it to be true. Now, one thing that Anya said that was interesting was that not every single person a part of this cult that was doing things to these minors were doing it willingly. She claims that some of these people were forced, even detailing a situation where they were forced on her, and the person didn't want to do it.
I have memories of men being forced to assault me when they didn't want to. I remember one man, this brilliant comedic actor, actually has better dramatic work. my father's screaming at him, telling him to...
As you heard for yourself, Anya claims that on orders of her own father, this man S8'd her to be a part of this cult. Now, don't get me wrong. I do believe this does happen, but I don't think that this happens in the level of Epstein. When you get around people like Epstein and the elite of this world, you're already down with the system. You're down with the program. You're not there. You're not there for the first time experiencing what these people are involved with. You've already done so many things to get there that you already know that this is exactly how these people get down. So this part made zero sense to me. I do not believe that someone will be brought up to Epstein and be forced to participate in the activities that Epstein was known to do. I'm pretty sure that if they were around Epstein, they were already down with the system. That's the only way you would even get in the same room as someone like that. And I also don't believe that it was just random people being able to meet someone like Epstein. Epstein was at the top of the pyramid. He was essentially being used for this trafficking organization that benefited the true elite of this world. He was not hanging out with some random Joe Schmoes who are low members of these secret societies. He was hanging out with the top tier people who actually have control over this world. So here, this is one of the points where I believe Anya seems to be misinformed. Another thing that Anya brought up was meeting President Bill Clinton at the Bohemian Grove. Take a listen to what she said.
It tells a story about the Clintons at Bohemian Grove. Did you have any experience of the Clintons or at Bohemian Grove?
I have met both of them and their daughters at Bohemian Grove and at resorts in Colorado. They loved going to ski lodges in the off season. They were not there in Aspen 2007 after the comedy festival. That's when I remember most vividly. But it's all fuzzy. I don't know if we were in Steamboat or in Breckenridge, but I've met them a few times and boasted all the time about how well she got along with Bill. She boasted about that even when we were sober.
So Bill tried to distance himself from Jeffrey. Do you think there was a lot more going on between them?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I can't tell you what exactly, but Bill was on the flight logs because he went to the island. He also went to many, many other places where me and other children were present. It's just fact.
Now, in this situation, I believe Anya is misinformed again. She claims to have been taken to the Bohemian Grove, and she claims that she met Clinton and his daughters all at the Bohemian Grove. The only problem is that the Bohemian Grove is a man-only retreat. And usually, they're not going to bring in women. From all the research I've done, I've actually done videos covering the Bohemian Grove. The only women that are likely there are staff. The retreat is a man-only retreat, a men-only retreat, where these men gather and have secret meetings and they do perform secret rituals. But I do not think, because of the level of attention the Bohemian Grove already has, everybody knows that the Bohemian Grove is utilized by the elite. I don't think they do anything physical and real there. Like I broke down before, they do this cremation of care ritual there, but because we know that they do this cremation of care ritual there, I don't believe that they use a real person. Now, that doesn't mean that these people don't actually perform these real rituals elsewhere, because I believe they do. I believe that they use the Bohemian Grove for his importance and his history and significance to make these mock sacrifices, which they then complete in other areas. Places where people do not expect, like Jack Parsons' abandoned rocket facility, which I covered not long ago on how it was being used for sacrifices. So I honestly don't believe that Anya was taken to the Bohemian Grove. Maybe she's just misremembering things or just adding things in there for dramatic effect. She also claims that she was put under MKUltra, which could indicate why she doesn't really remember things or is, you know, saying the things that she's saying. I do not like to discredit any victims, and I don't understand why anybody would make anything up. But we do live in 2025 where people are known to lie just for attention and clout. And I'm not saying that's what Anya's doing. I'm just saying that parts of her story doesn't make sense. When I covered her originally, she didn't give up much, and what she said was, you know, caught my interest, but there wasn't any evidence to suggest what she was saying was true. I gave her the benefit of the doubt because she claimed she was going to do interviews, and I was expecting these interviews to be full of evidence. For example, I just did a video on an Epstein victim where she came out and made claims herself, but I was able to validate that she was truly an Epstein victim. She received a settlement from the Epstein estate and from Chase. You know, she was also a verified model, which is why she ended up with Epstein to begin with. So I was able to validate her claims, at least to the point where she was actually around Epstein and was actually a victim. But Anya, I don't find any evidence, and I honestly can't find anything to prove her story. She claims that they forged her birth records, and a lot of the times when she's going into her story, she claims that she doesn't remember and she forgot, which could be a side effect of MKUltra. But honestly, right now, I do not know what to believe with this woman, and I want to know what you guys think. Do you believe Anya? I'm not discrediting her. If she's a victim, more power to her. I want her to be able to be protected, and I want her to be able to feel safe and say her story. But I would also prefer if she was able to provide some evidence that would suggest what she's saying is true. You know, either way, I pray for her safety, and I pray that she's able to fulfill her mission on exposing Epstein and what they did to her. But like I said, there's a few things that I just couldn't agree with and a few things that I know isn't true. But other than that, I want to know what you guys think. Let me know below, and I'll see you guys in the next one.